he's going around the house. Stock his Margo's business.
Marto, this is an intervention.
What's that?
Marto, I just thought I'd change things up today a little bit. You thought we were doing an at-home with the Parkers bit.
That's what it says on the board.
But today it's not about me. This is about you. I fear that this has gone on for long enough and it's time for us to intervene.
My Pappenhuysen mullet?
This is about your haircut.
Oh, nice.
It has been banging on. You have been wearing this atrocious mop of hair.
It's got to go.
Around the offices for 2 weeks. And it's got to go. I mean, not only just us here in our Triple M crew, even your family think it's a disgrace.
Hey, Dad, it's Hill. You really need to get rid of that haircut. Mm. Looks like you've just walked off the NRL field, but you're not fooling anyone. Mm. It looks bad and it's really embarrassing. Yeah. Get rid of it.
Clear reference. Thanks, Hilly. Is she live?
No.
Did you record that?
That's recorded.
That's recorded. Thank you, Hilly.
That's clear reference to Ryan Pappenhuysen, who I'm trying to look like.
Yes, and you're not doing a very good job at it. There was references made that you potentially look like a homeless icy and you should be down on the street.
Yeah, you said that.
Is that more about my teeth than my hair?
And normally for this bit at home with the Parkers, I do talk about me and my family, and part of that family is my husband, Corey Parker, who you think we've got here on the phone. But what I've actually got is Ryan Pappenhuysen on the phone. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Good, mate. You're here to help us. We've got an intervention going for Marto, my
really
co-host.
Ryan Pappenhuysen.
It's really Ryan Pappenhuysen.
Oh, mate, I used to play fullback too. I love what you're doing, but you've got more speed than I ever had. Thanks. Oh, wow.
And Marto is rolling around this atrocious gimmick copycat version of your very glorious Pappenhuysen haircut. What have you got to say? Have you, you've seen the photos. We've sent him some photos, Marto.
Marto, I've seen the cut. It's flattered that you've wanted to get the same one. I think the only thing that's holding you back is you haven't gone hard enough.
What?
Yeah, I agree with you, Pap, mate. I'm not, because I'm a lot older now, but I want to go higher on the shave. Is that all right? Because I was looking at you running the other night, and I thought, that is terrific. You've had the guts to go higher. I want to as well. Are you giving me the permission to directly copy you?
I'm not giving the permission, but I'm just saying it might look a little bit better if you go hard, but then we'll be able to
You've
tell
missed
from there.
The mark.
If not, you just go the full shave.
Well, he's missed the mark.
If not, I'll wear a headgear and I'll be Kalen Ponga all day long.
He's completely missed the mark, Paps. You are the only one that quite possibly could pull off that haircut.
This is really Ryan Pappenhuysen we're talking about.
The
really
number one fullback in the NRL.
Lord. You're a beautiful
Currently
player.
Out at the moment, though. Paps, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, a little AC joint injury a couple of weeks ago now, so I'll miss this week and hopefully back for the Souths game. But, just one of those little annoying
You'd injuries, better bloody hurry. Tommy Turbo's going all right, mate.
Isn't he? He's killing it at the moment. Good to see him back.
My son was devastated that he had to remove you from his super coach team, Paps, and he's like, who do I replace him with? And we're like, there's no one better.
My God.
I'm gonna have to earn the right to get back in.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Marto couldn't honour you with a better attempt at his tragic haircut.
Now I've got your number. I'm going to bother the hell out of you, mate, just privately during the day. But can I ask what was the best piece of advice you got from Billy Slater, who I also love?
Probably just picking out traits of the best fullbacks in the comp. I think that's something he did really well, is he picked four or five fullbacks that he thought were creeping up on him, and he just sort of picked a few of their traits and worked on them hard after training. So that's probably one that I'm always going to remember.
Putting in that extra effort as well, isn't it? That's a big key thing.
Well done, mate. A man who looks like a homeless man playing NRL. I love it.
No, he pulls it off. You look like a homeless man, Marto. And so, without your permission, I've got Jimmy Rods on board. Jimmy is going to be joining us.
No, you can't.
He's coming into the studio.
In the studio, and he's going to give you a half-decent haircut, because this is where it all started. You said you went to line up for your barber. The line was too long, so you went home and did it yourself, and it's time to clean up this atrocious mess of yours. I know you love Paps, and I know
Ryan Pappenhuysen's
he pulls it off. But he's a 20-something-year-old number one fullback, the best in the NRL. You are a 50-something-year-old man.
We are going to do that tomorrow on the show. Ryan Pappenhuysen, thank you so much for taking part in the intervention.
Did I tell you I play fullback for the Wallabies? I'll give you some advice later on.